In November of 1950, Charles Meekins posed in his Allura home for a Guelph Mercury photographer. He stood in front of a framed poster from London, England's famed Drury Lane Theatre Royal that featured his name in bold letters. In his hands he held a book containing dozens of press clippings about his performances. It was one of several such books that today make up a summary of Meekins' career as one of the best-known Canadian stage performers of his time. Those books are now owned by Eric Huber, who lives partway between Allura and Guelph. Charlesworth James Meekins was born in Hamilton on March 15, 1877. As a boy, he sang in the choir of Christ's Church Cathedral and in local concerts. While in his early 20s, Meekins went to New York City on business entirely unrelated to singing and the theater. There he met Broadway actress Edith Bradford, an accomplished singer and dancer whom he eventually married. Edith saw talent in the young Canadian and introduced him to Augustin Daly, one of the most influential theatrical producers of the time. Daly gave Meekins an audition and then cast him in the plum role of Prince Danilo in The Merry Widow, an operetta by Franz Lehár. The Merry Widow was a smash hit. Beginning in 1905, it played for 7 years in North America, the United Kingdom and continental Europe. In the Edwardian era, long before there were movie idols like Clark Gable or pop sensations like Elvis, Charles Meekins was a star. He was handsome, a gifted actor and singer, and according to the critics of the day, the most graceful and active dancer on the operatic stage in America. Meekins was one of the reasons that the Merry Widow waltz became a dance rage that swept society. Not only was he good-looking, but the role of Prince Danilo was a physically demanding one that also kept him athletically fit. "I maintain that in 3 hours I do as much work as the average laborer in 10 hours, Meekins told a Toronto Star reporter. Meekins had an army of fans that included men and women of all ages, but a large percentage of his admirers were the young women who were known as matinee girls. Every day he received letters from them requesting autographs, photographs, and the opportunity to meet him personally. The letters were usually almost painfully polite, begging him to excuse the intrusion on his time before asking him to favor the writer with a signed photo. Sometimes they began with, "Dear Prince," or even, "Dear Prince Charming." Occasionally, the writer would be anonymous. "The lady who sent you the gardenias in Richmond, Virginia last winter sends you this today and wishes you good luck." Between engagements in large centers, the show played one-night stands in smaller communities, including one stop in Guelph. The matinee girls would address their letters to Meekins' care of the theater in which they'd seen him perform. The forwarding addresses on the envelopes show that sometimes a letter would follow Meekins from one theater to another before finally catching up with him. According to a few of the letters, some of the matinee girls would go to see Meekins perform over and over. Meekins once told a reporter he couldn't possibly answer all the requests for photos. As a result, he occasionally received a follow-up letter from a disgruntled fan, curtly asking him if he couldn't send a photo, could he at least tell the writer where to buy one. Meekins' books of memorabilia are also full of calling cards from the leading citizens of the cities in which he performed. Businessmen, socialites and presidents of prestigious community groups all left the actor invitations to dinner, requests to speak at special events and free passes to the facilities of private clubs. There are a few letters and cards from Meekins' show business colleagues. One letter was written by Wilfred Lucas, a stage actor and fellow Canadian who went on to be a screenwriter, actor and director in silent movies and then the talkies. When French movie star Maurice Chevalier was chosen to play Prince Danilo in a 1934 film production of The Merry Widow, one of Meekins' friends wrote to tell him that he would have been better in the role. For a while, Meekins even shared a residence with John Barrymore. Meekins performed in dozens of other stage productions over his long career. Among them were Country Girl, Gay Hussars, Excuse Me, Little Boy Blue, Miss Springtime and The Million. Perhaps his most successful role, after The Merry Widow, was that of Sergeant Malone in Rosemarie. That show had a 3-year run on Drury Lane that included a Royal Command performance. Meekins credited Edith Bradford for getting him started in the theater. "She taught me a great deal, gave me the groundwork, the basic principles of the stage business," he said. But his marriage to Edith didn't last. In fact, Meekins was married 3 times. His third wife was Jean Connon, whom he married in 1937 after retiring from the stage. She was born into a prominent Ellora family. Her uncle, John Connon, was a well-known photographer and the author of a book on Ellora history. When he died in 1931, Jean inherited his house on Geddes Street. Charles and Jean lived for a while in Godrich, and then moved to Ellora, where the former stage star spent his last years. He made his final exit on May 4, 1951. According to newspaper accounts of the time, Meekins was interred in an Ellora cemetery. But his name is also on a gravestone in a Hamilton cemetery, so his actual burial place is uncertain. His legacy now lies between the covers of a few old volumes of letters and clippings.